conversation that's on the money. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's Entrepreneur Friday on the Noon Business Hour. The 17th annual Chicago Innovation Awards were handed out this week. WBBM is a media partner in the event. Let's talk about some of this year's winners and trends with Tom Kuzmarski, co-founder of Chicago Innovation. Tom, thanks for being with us. For people who are not yet familiar with the Chicago Innovation Awards, give us kind of a thumbnail sketch of what they are.
Sure. Well, Chicago Innovation is all about celebrating, educating, and connecting innovators of all different types throughout the whole Chicagoland region. And one time every year, we have a Chicago Innovation Awards. And this last Monday at the Harris Theater, we had close to 1,500 people there to really recognize the top 25 winners out of 519 nominees that we received this year. So it really is a prestigious award to win one.
And as we're just ahead of the election here in just a few days, the winner of the Social Innovator Award was Ballot Ready. Tell us about Ballot Ready.
Ballot Ready is just really, I think, such an important innovation because this provides a nonpartisan source for voters that really enables them to get information on each candidate, their biography, their issues, their endorsements, to become an educated voter. And I just think that's so important these days, more than ever before. And Ballot Ready enables a voter to be prepared to vote.
And here's another one. This is an interesting one, the Bra Lab. Tell us about that.
The Bra Lab actually was the People's Choice Award winner. And what that really provides is the ability for women to customize a bra through choosing the band, the cups, and the straps separately so that it really, as the two women that created Bra Lab will say, that the Bra Lab really allows women to feel confident that their bra actually becomes a part of their outfit and addresses a lot of the pain points that women have had with this. So we're excited that they won the People's Choice Award.
Are there other themes with dressing there?
Well, yeah, it's really about being able to also match or pair a bra with an outfit, and then also the whole issue of interchangeable back straps. So it really has it really satisfies multiple different types of needs.
Talk about Sitter City. That was one of the winners as well. Parents interested in that.
Well, Sitter City has been, it was a great startup here in Chicago a number of years ago, but their new innovation is an app called Chime. And Chime enables you to connect, book, and transact instantly for a babysitter. So just think of this as an Uber for babysitters, where if you've got tickets for a play tonight and you forgot to get a babysitter, what Sitter City does is they take the top 1% of their babysitters to ensure that this is a very, very high quality group of people. Not to suggest that they all aren't, but this really provides you with the ability to get a babysitter the same day, the same night, and transact that instantly.
Tom, I know there are hundreds of nominations and finalists, but was there one thing that just really struck you where you said, this is totally amazing?
Well, you know what? I think it's Farmer's Fridge, which, while it's a simple, right, it's a simple idea, being able to get fresh salads and fresh food out of a vending machine. For decades, all we've been able to get out of a vending machine has been potato chips and candy bars. And Farmer's Fridge enables that whole fresh food eating phenomenon to become real. And I just thought it was really cool.
Yeah, we've had them on the Business Hour. Tom, always appreciate you being here. Tom Kuzmarski, co-founder of Chicago Innovation, the 17th Annual Chicago Innovation Awards handed out this week.